Welcome, friends, to the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you, Bill Jack from Worldview Academy, also with us today as we bring a biblical worldview to bear on the issues of the day. And the Congress of the United States of America have been very, very busy the last couple of weeks legalizing marijuana. Apparently, that was a significant priority on the list of things to do with the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. By something of a vote of 228 to 164, the House passed a pro-marijuana legalization bill that may or may not make its way through the U.S. Senate, but it just occurred on December 4th, where the U.S. House of Representatives voted to decriminalize marijuana use across all 50 states. Now, I'm sure there are local states that will maintain their laws, but as far as a federal law is concerned, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives just voted to decriminalize the use of marijuana, evidently the recreational use of marijuana across the United States. And it would effectively end criminal penalties for the possession, distribution, and manufacture of marijuana. Now, this comes after the war on drugs since the Reagan administration, in which a fairly high percentage of the prison population are those who have been arrested for the use, for the manufacture, for the distribution of marijuana. Colorado legalized marijuana, I'm going to say, in 2012. It went into effect in 2014. And we are setting records for the use of marijuana in Colorado since then. I believe 2020, we've seen something of a 20% increase on the overall use of marijuana in the state over the previous year.
Tax revenues from the sale of marijuana in 2019 were around $302 million. That's the tax revenue. And in the first 10 months of 2020, we have exceeded that. It is $355 million in tax revenue. So that's a significant increase, almost 20%.
According to my calculations, that would mean that so you got a $2.3 billion marijuana business in the state of Colorado. That would amount to $400 per citizen spent on marijuana every year.
And Kevin, I spend Bill, much more than that.
Bill, I haven't spent anywhere near that.
Never mind. We won't talk about that.
Apparently, some 12% of the population uses marijuana, might be slightly higher in the state of Colorado. But my guess is they're probably pushing $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 per year for those who are using marijuana on a regular basis. So now, in terms of how a biblical worldview looks at these sorts of things, the Bible does not have a specific law that would involve the criminalization of the use of alcohol or drugs. But the key issue is that governments should be imposing responsibility on individuals, and that doesn't happen in a welfare state. So this is something we've got to take into consideration, not so much what the government is legalizing as much as what the government is doing in so many other areas and violating God's laws in the redistribution of wealth and the provision of womb-to-tomb Social Security and medical care, while at the same time allowing for habits that would put the indigent in more need of medical care. So you've got, on the one hand, the legalization of marijuana and the it's as if, you know, you've got a daddy who's got a fairly large family. He's got a family of, say, 6 million kids. That would be the state of Colorado. And in this family, the state has agreed to take care of all of the medical needs of all the kids. That is all 6 million kids. Now, at the same time, the state, the daddy, has decided he's not going to impose any responsibility on any of the kids, and that the kids can do whatever they want. They can establish any kind of a bad health habit that they want to, but don't, no worries, because the government, through the social welfare programs and through the medical programs, Obamacare, Medicare, Medicaid, fill in the blank, these medical aid programs are going to care for all of the 6 million kids, despite their bad medical choices or the bad choices they make with drugs and alcohol and all the rest. So on the one hand, the government wants to be a daddy and allow for a fairly permissive attitude and allow for all 6 million kids to do whatever they want and incorporate any kind of a bad medical habit they want to incorporate into their lives. And along with that comes the promise that daddy will take care of all of their medical needs. Now, that's the worldview that is espoused by the liberals, by the Democrats, and the Republicans that run most of our state governments.
I think it goes even more foundationally than that. And it goes back to what is the role of government? What's the purpose of government? Romans 13 lays it out very clearly that it's the purpose of government is to further good and to punish evil. And so the question would be, is it good to encourage citizens in your state to waste their money on mind-altering substances, which is what the legalization of marijuana has done? Or is it good to encourage them to invest that $400 into building a business or into savings? What the government is doing is the opposite of what Romans 13 says. The government is now furthering evil and punishing good. It is encouraging citizens, individuals, to waste their funds rather than to invest and grow their wealth.
Well, I don't think the government has any real say as to what I do with my own dollars. I can spend what I want with my own money as I see fit, but the government has no business redistributing the wealth and funding the medical care of its citizens by redistributing the wealth from one group of citizens to another group of citizens. Governments cannot ban suicide, over drinking, despair deaths, etc. They can impose responsibility by not promising unlimited Social Security and medical care for the populace. Bottom line here, Bill, is people are in despair. Right. Why are they doing what they're doing? Of course, we've spent multiple programs dealing with despair deaths being what, twice what they were in 2019 and 2020, according to recent estimates. People are in despair in this country. They've crossed over the line of despair. They've been told in the public schools for the last, what, 60 to 70 years, they're nothing but cosmic dust floating around a universe of pure chance, and there is no purpose for life. There is no meaning in life. They are of no meaning whatsoever to anything or anybody. There is no God, and therefore there is no ultimate purpose for life. They have been imposed upon with this worldview for the last 50 to 60 years. They are nothing but cosmic dust. They are the product of evolutionary chance over a period of billions upon billions of years, and there is no purpose for this meaningless cosmic dust floating around this universe of pure chance. That's the worldview they have been taught, and so there is no surprise when it turns out that these people are suicidal and they have crossed over the line of despair for themselves. That's why they revert to drugs. Now, government can do a lot of things. They can stop teaching this wicked material in the public schools. They can stop redistributing the wealth. There's a lot of things governments need to stop doing, Bill, before we start to consider all these other things. Governments are doing what they can to ruin society by way of bad worldviews inculcated in public schools and by way of the redistribution of the wealth, the stealing from one group of people to redistribute to another, and thereby removing all personal responsibility from the individuals who should be responsible for their own medical care and for their own economic needs. Now, churches can address the problem of despair as well by preaching the gospel. And I think we need to come to the realization that all of the psychotropic drugs, all of the opioids and other things that are coming over the table or under the table either way are mere indications that this nation is in a heap of trouble. And the entire nation needs the gospel of Jesus Christ broadcast across all of the radio stations, broadcast through the television stations, communicated through the social media devices and every way possible. We need to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to people so that they understand that they are made in the image of God, that they have a purpose for life. They have a meaning in life, and they have sinned against God, but they can restore that relationship with God through the work of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the very Son of God, who came, died on the cross, rose again on the third day in order to give us that hope and that life. Well, friends, that message needs to go out broadly in our day. And but what does the government do? The government is responsible for removing all of this redistribution of the wealth. The government's responsible for getting their hands out of the public schools and indoctrinating the kids in the wrong worldview, which ultimately will yield far more despair deaths in the years to come. Now, if somebody kills somebody under the influence of a drug or alcohol, then it's a gross negligent case. And of course, the civil magistrate has a responsibility to not use the sword in vain, but bring civil penalties against a guy who is killing people by, say, driving under the influence of marijuana or what have you. Where the bull is wont to push its horn, the drunk driver must lose his life. But to regulate all drugs and alcohol won't solve the problem, but usually creates more tyranny. Be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast.
Ever since the creation of the Garden of Eden, Satan has been working his hardest to erase the knowledge of God and seduce the creatures made in God's image to think that they are the center of the universe. One look at today's society and you see his progress. Humanistic thought has inundated our culture, and we can trace its roots directly back to the classroom and the textbooks we're setting in front of our kids. That's why every Christian homeschool parent should have a curriculum that's not only rock solid academically, but most importantly will point students back to their Creator as the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling to find such a curriculum, look no further. Here at Generations, we've spent over 15 years developing our Christian discipleship curriculum to help Christian homeschool parents like you pass on the faith to your children by teaching a God-centered view of life and integrating the Bible into every lesson. Our goal is to not only help you meet your students' academic needs, but also to assist you in discipling your children for generations to come. So get started today with our Christian discipleship curriculum and watch your children marvel, learn, and mature as they embark on a God-focused learning adventure to discover more about the world around them and the one who made it all. You can learn more about our curriculum resources and pick up our newly released fifth grade curriculum pack today at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we're back on the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you as we talk about the legalization of drugs that's occurred on the part of the U.S. House of Representatives vote December 4th. There are so many things the government's doing that it should not be doing. There's so many things governments are doing that they should be doing. They should not versus should versus should not. Bill, it's hard to know exactly where to start. If you were to bring about a government of sense, a government of morality, a government based upon the principles of God's word, I would say the very first thing governments ought to do is to defund the public schools. That would be strong on my agenda. Of course, illegalizing the killing of innocent children in the womb would be high on the list as well. But it seems to me that the redistribution of wealth...
You've just been... redundant there, because they're killing kids in the school.
They're doing it in both directions, aren't they?
They're doing it in both directions, yeah.
Well, I think it would be important for Christians to rightly strategize what should happen in order for our society to move maybe somewhat in a good direction or not so quickly in a bad direction. And it seems to me the most damaging thing that the nation is doing is killing the children in the womb and then killing the children in the public schools by way of the wrong worldview. Do not minimize how important the evolutionary, materialistic, anti-supernaturalistic, Darwinian worldview
has had
upon the minds of tens of millions of kids.
Yeah, it's killing. We're killing their minds. We're killing their ability to think biblically.
Bill, ideas have consequences, and the ideas that are taught in the public schools are the most toxic, the most dangerous, the most counterproductive, the most ruinous, the most destructive to human society. Why? Because the foundations are rotten. Once you begin to explain to a child that there is no God and they are nothing but evolved cosmic life forms that have come out of more simplistic life forms over a period of 4 billion years by a chance mechanism, that, my friends, is a very, very dangerous metaphysical worldview perspective that will have horrible consequences in the lives of tens of millions of kids.
And that's exactly why Worldview Academy exists. We do leadership camps across the country to train students to think God's thoughts after him. And we also do the Bridge Year program down in Canyon City, Colorado, where we do a two-semester program for students who are just out of high school who want to get grounded in their faith.
One of the most important things that governments can do is to defund the public schools, to defund the massive distribution of the bad worldview of naturalism or anti-supernaturalism or materialism, and to bring take it out of the public schools and perhaps at least, at the very least, put it back into the hands of parents.
And we're seeing that. That's one of the benefits of this COVID lockdown and shutdown is that parents are beginning to take control once again of their students' education.
And we have seen it. You're right. In fact, at one point, the homeschool population of some 3 million at the beginning of 2020 turned into 70 million by the end of April or May. And the latest numbers from Education Week, they're just in, the latest numbers for the number of people homeschooling in America is now at 5 million. That's the official number from a survey conducted by Education Week as of just last week. So 5 million homeschoolers in America, that's up from 3 million a year ago. Exactly a year ago, we had the most accurate numbers from Pew Research. Thankfully, they came out with a number just prior to COVID-19 at 3 million. Now the number is some 5 million, which means 9% of the school-aged population. Add to that 5.7 million private-schooled students in America, and that puts the total at about 20% of American kids are out of the public schools officially. And friends, granted, they're not all attending a Christian school or a homeschool that thinks biblically or provides a young earth creation perspective such that evolution is no longer the driving force in their understanding of themselves, their reality, and origins. But at the very least, what you're seeing is a breakup of the public school monopoly more so than any other time in my lifetime, Bill. So we're looking at the first time, 57 years, probably the first time in 100 years that we have seen this high of a percentage of young people weaned from the monopoly of the public schools in America.
And that is a very good thing because schools are killing kids. And that's exactly what's happening. And we need to encourage families to take responsibility for the education of their students. It is a matter of jurisdiction. And again, that's why Worldview Academy exists. We come alongside parents and try to complement, that is, complete what they're training their students to do from a biblical worldview. And by the way, registration is now open for our summer camps. We are looking forward to two teams this coming summer. And also, if you're interested in the Bridge Year program that we offer, there is an opportunity for you to do a virtual site tour. And you can do that in January. So check us out, worldview.org, and then continue to raise a godly seed by training your students in a biblical worldview. Do not send them to the secular schools. You might as well put the gates of hell above every secular school in America, because that's what you're sending your students to, the gates of hell. Now, that's a pretty strong statement, but I can say it because I'm a former public school teacher.
Well, thankfully, some 20% of American youngsters have been weaned from the public schools in America and have been moved off to homeschools and private schools. The homeschooling movement almost doubling in just a single year, my friends. 5 million homeschoolers in America today. Of those, about 2.5 million are evangelical kids. There are 614,000 kids in conservative evangelical schools as well. That makes for something like 3.1 million American youngsters from evangelical homes are weaned from the public schools and put into conservative private schools or homeschools. And that means, friends, our market has increased in just the last year. In fact, we had the largest year as a generation ministry in the history of this ministry. So we're thankful for the opportunities that God has given to us. Homeschooling in the U.S. has now gone from 3 million to 5 million, and the international interest is far more than we have seen in the history of this organization. In fact, I'm going to say that we have an increase of at least 20-fold in homeschooling, not just from America, but from nations around the world. We're heading out towards other nations next year. We are hopefully going to reach more of these millions upon millions of youngsters, as well as their families, their parents, through our Homeschool Summit's organization, as well as our Generations Ministry. Friends, we're looking at our organization doubling in size next year because of the worldwide interest in home education. Indeed, the Bostock decision this year was a coup de grace to the Christian colleges and Christian schools as well. So we're looking at so many of those that would ordinarily send their kids into Christian schools, now homeschooling their children, meaning the home discipleship, family-based discipleship movement, to grow even more so next year. Almost all Christian colleges and schools take Title IX funding, or they sign up for accreditation. And whether or not the Equality Act passes, the courts are pushing for homosexualized Christian schools across this country even as we speak. Therefore, the homeschooling movement is set to burgeon even more so. The only opportunity for many Christian evangelical families will be to homeschool their kids in the year 2021. Under Biden, the transgendering of schools, bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports programs in America will be universal, every public school, every grade, in every state, and every community. And no doubt, it will affect the private schools, the Christian schools, as well as the Christian colleges. So the coast is clear for the development of a family discipleship approach, a homeschooling approach in the year 2021. We're looking at millions upon millions of new families joining our movement next year. That's one reason we are needing a massive increase in donations. So please pray for our organization that somehow we will be able to reach the goal of an additional $200,000 to fund our ministry to reach millions of families in this country and around the world in the year 2021. If you would like to donate to this ministry, now would be the time. Again, our goal is $200,000 for keeping this ministry going and increasing the size, perhaps doubling the size of our ministry in the year 2021. The opportunities are now, and we are encouraging other families to join hand in hand with this ministry in providing a distinctively Christian worldview approach with perhaps one of the best opportunities we will experience in our lifetime. Friends, we're looking at millions upon millions of children receiving a Christian education, an education rooted in the fear of God, a Christ-centered, Christ-preeminent, biblical worldview-formed education through the Generations.org Ministries curriculum. The Family Discipleship Curriculum Program will have a tremendous opportunity to reach millions of children, millions of new families over the next year. Will you help us in this outreach? Please donate at generations.org today. Again, our goal, $200,000 to provide for our ministry in the 2021 new year. Friends, again, if you'd like to support our ministry, just simply go to generations.org and click on donate today. We appreciate your prayers especially. This is Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.